top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Wednesday, June 16. I am Kimberly Benjamin in the headlines. Electoral reform consultant Sir Dennis Byron announces his first electoral legislation review public consultation for Thursday, June 17 with the Dominica Business Forum, Inc. Royal Fleet Auxiliary Support Ship RFA Wave Knight offloaded 139 pallets of emergency assistance in St. Vincent, which was badly affected by the unexpected and violent eruptions of La Soufriere in April. And more Americans now traveling around the country are finding longer lines than usual at the airport, as the TSA is only halfway to its goal of hiring more than 6,000 new officers by the summer to meet demand. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the National Bank of Dominica Limited.
There's never a bad time to feel good. At Courts, we've got all you need to make your home more comfortable and enjoyable, all at the best prices. Save on electronics and smart devices. Great deals on furniture and appliances. Get it now with Ready Finance, and we'll pay your first and last installments. So it's all about feel-good days. Brought to you by Courts, bringing value home. Conditions apply.
Bachelor's, check. Master's, done. PhD, that could just be me. Get your degree with an NBD student loan.
Whether locally,
overseas, or online, we've got the ideal loan offer to finance your studies with up to 100% coverage and flexible payment options. So why wait? Start now. Define your student journey and start with NBD. Call us at 255-2337 or visit nbdominica.com to apply. And follow us on YouTube and Facebook. NBD.
Your partner, your bank.
Terms and conditions apply.
Electoral Commissioner Sir Dennis Byron announces his first electoral legislation review public consultation, carded for Thursday, June 17th, with the Dominica Business Forum. The review will be live streamed on multiple social media platforms and will be held at the DPSU building. He says the objective is to allow persons to share their opinions and put forward recommendations, as well as give him an opportunity to get a first-hand idea of where persons are on this matter.
The objective in this particular consultation is to allow members of the organization, people whom they are associated with, an opportunity to put forward opinions and to make recommendations. So this is an opportunity for me to hear firsthand the views of responsible people within the community on what they would like to see result from the work I am doing. So it will be an opportunity for me to get more information on the expectations of the community from this process. It's not really an opportunity where I am going to be the key speaker. I will be listening to the views of the Dominica Business Forum. The survey has been completed, and it is being analyzed and assessed at the moment. It will take a little while. There are just in the vicinity of 800-900 participants, so it takes a little time to assess and analyze the information which it has produced. I'm not in a position as yet to indicate its outcome, as it takes a little time to analyze the information.
Sir Dennis Byron. The discipline level in the Dominica Police Force is going progressively. That's according to Public Relations Officer and Superintendent Claude Weeks. He says it is about time the police set the example and be above reproach, with the selection and recruitment process reviewed, as the morale of the police force is becoming lower. Weeks says there needs to be a better process of discipline of police officers, as the force is supposed to set an example for its citizenry.
The discipline level in the police force is going down progressively. We must set the example. We must be above reproach. The selection and recruitment process must be reviewed. Tell them I say so. The morale of the police department is progressively getting lower. As I said, the discipline. Now, as I come on discipline with regard to the police force, one of the striking issues of the police force in relation to discipline or infractions that may be caused on the public, abuse or whatever, is the issue of this chronic, painstaking, laborious, nonsense tribunal. What I'm trying to say is that if a policeman does something that's wrong, whether internally or externally, there should be a way in the police force, some kind of mechanism to deal with it expeditiously. So what you have is this lagging and delaying and all kinds of things, but the policeman is still working and he has done something wrong. is not being dealt with expeditiously. In other words, we are accountable to the citizenry, and because we are custodians of the law, and because we must be above reproach, and because we must set the example, it must be seen that we are doing something quickly to arrest in bad behavior.
Police Public Relations Officer Superintendent Claude Wakes. Trade Director Mathan Walter says Dominica fully supports local manufacturer DCP Successes Limited in its legal encounter with Jamaican companies. Walter states that the Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED, decided at a November 2020 meeting that soaps exported from Jamaica to any CARICOM country would have to pay duty because the product was not considered as being manufactured in CARICOM. He was speaking on a local radio program recently.
The soap from Jamaica could not qualify, and that the soap chips that were coming to Jamaica from those foreign countries would have to be levied a 40% duty when they enter in the Jamaican municipal plane or when they enter in Jamaica. But more than just that, if Jamaica was to export any product, any soap, to any other CARICOM country, it would have to pay the duty because the product would not be considered as being manufactured in CARICOM. But lately, the Jamaicans continued to breach the treaty, even when they knew what the decision of the COTED was, and even when they knew that 11 out of the 15 CARICOM member states, 11 out of the 14 that could vote, but 15 CARICOM member states had supported Dominica's submission to the COTED accordingly.
Walter says that DCP Successors presently has taken certain Jamaican authorities to court and they're trying to move the government bodies to act in accordance and compliance with the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas.
And with the decisions of the Council for Trade and Economic Development, which is the highest decision-making body as it relates to trade and economic development matters. And so that is where we are. But this is just to give a synopsis on the work that the Ministry of Trade, from a practical point of view, has been doing, the DCP Successors Limited, but more than that, the work that we are willing to do with any producer on Dominica's municipal plate.
Trade Director Mathan Walter. A smart distance learning program is being launched today. The initiative is by the Dominica State College, the Rotary Club of Dominica and Canada, and the Education Ministry. Public Relations and Recruitment Officer of the DSC, Monel Alexis, says this project provides Dominica with an online facility to access skills trade training, armed sustainable building techniques that meet the island's need for climate resilient construction.
The Skills Trade Project includes the development and implementation of a learning management system with smart classrooms across Dominica as well as a single site in Canada. The system will provide multiple access points for training. It will also allow students to access static courses available using their computers, tablets, or smartphones from anywhere at any time. The system will also have the capability for on-job site training.
DSC's Monel Alexis. Entrepreneurs are receiving training today in business security. This forms part of a business continuity series hosted by the DAIC and DHTA. The first part of the series was held June 8th. DAIC Executive Director is Liz Rafabian.
DAIC and DHTA reminds our business community of the second session that will focus on building resilience and optimizing security for private sector's physical and digital infrastructure. Experts in physical and digital security will share best practices to be considered by our private sector, as well as options for managing business security risk, trends and development in business security, among other key considerations. A special presentation will be given by the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force on important considerations for our private sector. We encourage everyone to take advantage of the information provided, because by taking the information, applying it to our actions, we're able to make better decisions that enhances our overall resilience. And if our business community is more resilient, Dominica, of course, will be more resilient.
DAIC Executive Director Lizra Fabian. Still on the local scene, General Secretary of the DPSU Thomas Leta calls for a review of the leadership of the Foreign Affairs Ministry and the Ministry of Trade and Economic Affairs, as many Chinese citizens are legally entering Dominica and creating small businesses on island. However, to date, no significant investment has been made in Dominica, which should see the export-led employment, growth, and wealth advancement of Dominicans.
They are coming in. What is it that we expect them to do? But they have not been involved in any major investment that creates employment for our people. What you do is that you see them doing the same retail, little household items, and you know what I mean? I mean household items like basins and pots and pans and, you know, that type of things, little bags here, there, and so on. And in some instances, they do not employ any Dominican. Where they do employ maybe one Dominican, but they make sure that they are the ones who cash. But, you know, nothing to say that you will create employment for 20 people, 30, 40, 50 people. Nothing. We have a lot of resources that goes to it. What have they done to really look at some of the things that we produce and, you know, try to process those things and export some of those things out of the country? Yeah.
Later comments on some things which involve massive immigration of citizens from economically advanced countries like China.
Yes. I mean, once they come and they are settling and more they are coming, they will influence our culture. They will influence many things, including our political directions. They will. So I believe what the region is experiencing is the reintroduction of imperialism. So although most of us, are politically independent, that itself to me is a big question. Are we politically independent? As for being economically independent, I don't think we are, and I don't think we're going to get there very, very soon.
He warns that without an enabling policy environment, it becomes very easy for Caribbean countries to experience a re-emergence of imperialism in the 21st century.
We need to have some serious discussions about those things. And political parties need to have their policies well set up so that people know exactly where the political parties stand when it comes to that kind of approach. When it comes to that kind of approach, we'll reach a point where, with the way things are happening, that our own local people at some point will be outnumbered.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leta, expert in horticulture, researcher and lecturer in the Department of Life Sciences at the UWE Mona Campus Jamaica, Marshall Emmanuel, sees Dominica's approach toward investing in the cannabis industry as a human rights issue. Emmanuel spoke on Q95's Roots on Q program hosted by Dr. Simone Matthew last week.
It is definitely a human rights issue based on allowing your population access to health care, which has proven to have much less side effects compared to conventional medicine. We have also seen where epileptic seizures and the use of CBD works wonders. So are you going to continue denying your dementia-related patients who suffer from Alzheimer's and these degenerative illnesses access to medical cannabis? So the discussion is definitely on the hands of the policymakers to make that change and install the regulatory authority and framework who would provide that oversight to govern such a sector and an industry.
Emmanuel encourages professionals within the Ministry of Health, Tourism and Agriculture to acquaint themselves with the technical knowledge required to truly advance the cannabis industry in Dominica.
And we need to understand the backward and forward linkages within the value chain and strengthen the side linkages like the support agencies like the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Tourism, because cannabis is definitely an interdisciplinary approach to generating value from this, you know, commodity. So we definitely need to be pragmatic based on how do we plan to approach the value chain from cultivation to processing to value-added products, and not just thinking of Dominica as a place to just produce the raw material.
Horticulture expert Marshall Emmanuel. The Dominica Bureau of Standards held an all local manufacturers and agro-processors training on the requirements of the 8 compulsory Dominica National Standards specifications for laboring. The Dominica Bureau of Standards develops, establishes, maintains, and promotes standards for improving industrial development, industrial efficiency, promoting the health and safety of consumers, as well as protecting the environment, food and food products, the quality of life for the citizenry, and the facilitation of trade. Speaking with journalists, director of the Dominica Bureau of Standards, Median LaRocque, highlighted the overview of the event and how the Bureau of Standards is looking to work with local manufacturers to get them to that higher standard.
And today what we wanted to do is to reach out to those manufacturers and really let them know what is it that we offer at the Dominica Bureau of Standards. So we have various units that give presentations on the services that are offered for those manufacturers. They're very dear to our hearts, like our farmers, so what we want to do is to ensure that they meet compliance, not just for export purposes, but the knock is on our door already with some of the international hotels that we have that are requesting that those manufacturers actually get certification. And one such certification scheme is the Good Manufacturing Practices that we would like to. We actually started out, we have one major manufacturer, one of the more mature manufacturers, actually gone through the process and came out very well. It's a little expensive, it's a little tedious, but it's better for the product, not just the export of that product, that gives the confidence that somebody went through the system and actually looked at the process. But also it gives confidence to the local consumer right here in Dominica that we have wholesome quality food on our market that meets both national, regional and international requirements and standards.
LaRocque says the Bureau is making steady progress on getting their labs fully accredited, a first of its kind, which will also help raise the standard of produce from Dominica.
We at the Bureau, we actually trying to make waves, getting our labs to be accredited, the first and only labs in Dominica that would be accredited, hopefully. We're in the process of getting the micro-B, which is about 85-90% accredited through CROSQ, which is the Caribbean Standards and Quality. And then we have the chemistry lab under the IAEA, which is the International Atomic Agency on Energy, helping us with the chemistry lab. We're about 20% through that process right now. So that will give more confidence to all the consumers and customers, both locally, regionally, and out there, that the Dominican product actually go through a rigid series of testing. And that would not only help with the market penetration, but it will give more confidence that the product is safe for use.
Director of the Dominica Bureau of Standards, Median LaRocque. In other news this afternoon, the Royal Navy has delivered 75 tons of crucial aid to the Commonwealth citizens whose lives have been thrown into turmoil by a volcano. Royal Fleet Auxiliary Support Ship RFA Wave Knight offloaded 139 pallets of emergency assistance in St. Vincent, the Caribbean island badly affected by the unexpected and violent eruptions of La Soufre in April. The intense volcanic activity has forced the evacuation of the northern half of St. Vincent, the main island of the Commonwealth nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, displacing around 14,000 islanders. The mission to deliver aid to St. Vincent has added a poignancy for the Royal Navy. More than 500 people from St. Vincent serve under the white ensign and have been deeply affected by what happened in their homeland, prompting various fundraising and relief efforts on ships and in naval bases in the United Kingdom. And as more Americans start traveling again around the country, they are finding longer lines than usual at the airport. The TSA is only halfway to its goal of hiring more than 6,000 new officers by the summer to meet demand. But as Errol Barnett shows, summer travel is already here.
You know, it's interesting. The TSA is just one of many entities short-staffed right now. Restaurants, retail, and small businesses are reporting the same thing. Earlier this year, the TSA made a pledge to hire 6,000 security officers by summer. It's only halfway there, and the resurgent crowds are already here.
American air travelers are hitting pandemic peaks, but across the country, there's proof of a security staffing shortage.
It was long. and slow.
Like, this is crazy.
According to a TSA memo obtained by the Washington Post, 235 airports are currently understaffed, including some of the nation's busiest, like Boston Logan, Denver International, and Washington Dulles, with some airports short as many as 100 officers.
So there's a long process in getting an employee ready to screen passengers for their safety.
Heidrick Thomas is the president of the TSA Officers Union and is skeptical the agency will hit its hiring target.
So why do you think the TSA won't hit its benchmark?
Right now, there's not too many people applying for this job, maybe because of the pay. You know, they look at other federal agencies and compare the pay.
The TSA says it is, quote, well-positioned to meet rising traveler volumes and is on pace with established benchmarks to meet hiring goals. Now, part of its recruitment pitch includes a $1,000 incentive for new hires. Over the weekend, passenger screenings at TSA checkpoints were at about 77% of their pre-pandemic levels, and it's only expected to push higher.
The recovery in leisure travel demand is taking almost anyone in the airline industry by surprise.
Travel industry analyst Henry Hardeveld says while more TSA staff are certainly needed, airline schedules are also part of the problem.
You can only travel when the airlines have flights going. And if they have flights leaving at 7 in the morning and 7 p.m., then that's when you go. And guess what? If all the other flights are leaving at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., then there's going to be a bottleneck. Everybody just needs to pack a little patience as they go to the airport this summer.
Preach. And to Mr. Hardeveld's point, behind me, there was a very long American Airlines baggage check-in line. It's now lowered as people head to the security line. Now, the TSA is asking office staff to volunteer. They'll help direct traffic. They won't screen luggage. But they are offering existing security officers at these short-staffed airports an extra $500 to work overtime and on their days off. Mr. Thomas, the union rep, told me that is not enough.
And that's the Midday News with first a recap of the headlines. Electoral reform consultant Sir Dennis Byron announces his first electoral legislation review public consultation for Thursday, June 17. Royal Fleet Auxiliary Support Ship RFA Wave Knight offloaded 139 pallets of emergency assistance in St. Vincent. And more Americans now traveling around the country are finding longer lines than usual at the airport, as the TSA is only halfway to its goal of hiring more than 6,000 new officers by the summer to meet demand. Well, that's the news. And it was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the National Bank of Dominica Limited. We say thanks to our sponsors. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.